This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, warns of a humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive on the northwestern province of Idlib, especially if chemical weapons are deployed.
Any use of chemical weapons is totally, totally unacceptable. As the OPCW has found, the norm against the use of chemical weapons has been repeatedly violated in Syria.
Meantime, Turkey is again warning a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive in Idlib. Russia, Turkey, and Iran attended a summit on Syria in Tehran Friday, and the UN Security Council held an emergency session on Idlib. Karen Pierce is Britain's ambassador to the UN, and she expressed concern about the civilian population, especially the children.
We should be crystal clear about this. There are more babies in Idlib than there are terrorists. And I think that should give those engaging in military action pause for thought.
Some European members of the Security Council fear the humanitarian consequences in the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Iraq's parliament has called for an emergency session after hundreds of protesters in Basra, Iraq, stormed the Iranian consulate in that city and set fire to it, demanding Iran get out of Iraq. Local officials say at least 9 people have died this week since the protests began over poor public services, unemployment, and corruption. Around 30,000 people got sick from polluted water in Basra. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it easier for the federal government to deport immigrants who have committed violent crimes. The legislation clarifies what constitutes a violent crime. President Trump tweeted his approval of the legislation. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama, who has maintained a low public profile since leaving office, has entered the midterm election battle with a simple message.
A glance at recent headlines should tell you that this moment really is different. The stakes really are higher. The consequences of any of us sitting on the sidelines are more dire.
Mr. Obama said everyone must vote in the November election because democracy depends on it. President Trump was dismissive of President Obama's speech by comparing his economic accomplishments with those of the former president.
I have to say this to President Obama, and it wasn't him, but would have been the same thing. If the Democrats got in with their agenda in November of almost 2 years ago, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be a negative number. We were heading south.
The midterm election will be November 6th, and it widely seen as a referendum on the Trump presidency. China's trade surplus with the United States reached a record $31 billion in August, despite hefty tariffs recently imposed on Chinese goods. The news of the surplus came just hours after President Trump threatened to impose another $267 billion worth of tariffs on China's imports, which would cover virtually all the goods China imports to the United States. As his confirmation hearing wrapped up, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee heard from supporters and opponents of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, APZ Donahue reports.
Former Solicitor General Ted Olson, one of the founders of the Federalist Society, says he's heard nothing but the highest regard for Kavanaugh.
As a human being, as a lawyer, and as a judge.
Former Nixon White House counsel John Dean says this is what President Trump wants.
If Judge Kavanaugh joins the court, it will be the most presidential powers-friendly court in the modern era.
A student who survived the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Alea Eastman, recommends rejection.
If Kavanaugh doesn't have the decency to shake hands with the father of a victim, he definitely won't have the decency to make life-changing decisions that affect real people.
Fred Guttenberg tried to shake hands with Kavanaugh earlier this week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
George Papadopoulos, the Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 14 days in prison by a judge who said he had placed his own interests above those of the country. Thomas Breen is his lawyer.
I think it is really stupid to lie to the FBI, especially when you don't need to speak to them. So I think most people who would read about this sentence would begin to educate themselves that they don't want to do 14 days because they lied to the FBI. I think it does send a message.
He's the first Trump campaign aide sentenced. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.